what's hey. Up?
Not much. How are you doing?
Okay, is this an official Hell's Bell on the phone?
This is.
Which Bell are you?
This is Mandy Reed. I play bass.
Mandy, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just trying to stay warm.
Oh, yeah? Is it cold over? Where are you at right now?
I'm over in Port Orchard, which is...
Washington.
Right. Port Orchard, Washington, right across the water from Seattle.
You guys got that snow the other day. It really freaked you out. I saw the accidents on the news.
Yeah, I've been kind of... I haven't been going anywhere. I'm kind of a chicken when it comes to the snow. I don't like to drive in it at all.
Well, we're kind of used to it over here. Black ice is our friend, you know? Saves a lot of fuel when you're just sliding around town. So just give yourself some extra time because you're coming Saturday night and it's going to be a wild show. It always is.
We always enjoy coming over there.
So Hell's Bells, the world's only officially sanctioned all-female AC/DC tribute band.
Well, there are others.
No, you're the only sanctioned.
Oh, we're the only.
That's right. That's the band that Angus listens to. That's why you want to go see this show. So how's that been going? You been keeping in touch with Angus?
We have not been keeping in touch with Angus.
Bummer.
But we are hoping on their next tour, because rumor has it they're in the studio.
Oh.
We're hoping on their next tour that we'll be able to go back and visit and meet them again.
You think they'd let you open up the show for them? That'd be kind of wild.
Well, it was already, it almost happened in Europe. After we met them, we gave them a videotape of us playing live, and apparently they watched it on their tour bus, and their tour manager...
private screening.
Shortly thereafter, their tour manager got in touch with us, and they had asked, they were tossing around the idea of having us open for 4 or 5 dates in Europe. But it would have been really soon, and a couple of us didn't have our passports, which I'm still, like, I can't even believe it. But
yeah, we'll just have Angus endorse your passport, too. Hey, look, it says right there.
Yeah. Well, we all got them now, so we're ready.
Oh, well, cool. So international savoir faire.
that would be awesome.
So what's the band been up to lately?
We've just been... doing some, well, this past year we got to do some new places that we haven't been to before. We got to do New York City, which was really cool, because for me, I've never even been there, you know.
So what was that like then?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. We got to play B.B. King's right there in Times Square.
Cool.
And it was just the coolest thing ever. And we even got to do some touristy type stuff during the day, which was really nice. And we went to visit Ground Zero. And
all right.
Yeah. It was great. And, yeah, definitely would love to go back to New York City.
So you never stop touring, pretty much?
No, pretty much. We don't do van tours anymore. There's a couple of us or mothers, you know, and it's especially for Lisa B. It's her daughter's a bit younger, and she's still in that stage where she needs her mom around. So
well, maybe she could share daycare with Angus.
Yeah, exactly. But we do weekends, and we fly out a couple times a month.
Cool. Well, thank you for choosing Spokane to play again.
Of course.
Here you come back, I believe. I haven't been keeping tabs, but I think it's your 7th time here.
Yeah, it's been a few times. Yeah. You know, we try and come back, you know, 46 months.
Yeah, Rock 94.5 has been there since the beginning. We brought you into the Cotton Club originally in North Idaho.
Well, we thank you so much.
That was a long time ago. Many, many fans ago. And now it's hard to find a seat when you girls play.
Well, we're thankful for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so much fun rocking out with the crowd, you know.
It's got all the best of both worlds. You got the basic AC/DC, which is good any night.
Absolutely.
And you got babes playing it, so you don't want to miss this show. Saturday night down at the Big Easy, Hell's Bells returns to Spokane.
Awesome.
Yes, I'm back. Well,
There they are, just the way it was meant to be, with AC/DC, Hell's Bells style.
We'll just go as long as people want to keep coming.
Mandy on the line, bass player for the band Hell's Bells, Saturday night down the Big Easy. You got to throw all those together onto that compilation disc, or did you do that already?
Well, we did.
Yeah,
We do have the CD that's currently out, We Salute You.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking around the idea of maybe doing a 7-inch or something like that. A full length probably is being talked about. It's on the back burner, though. If we do it probably won't be till way into next year sometime.
I'm measuring right now. I don't know how I'd fit a 7-inch CD in there. I'm trying.
Well, we're talking about doing a 7-inch, maybe just for the novelty of it.
That would be cool. I think so.
But yeah, this record that we got, we finally put out. We've been talking about it over 6 years, and finally did it. And it's a rocking CD.
Now there's always a new member of the band whenever you come here. Is everybody still the same these days?
Everybody's still the same.
Cool.
Yay!
So if you've seen them before, you love them as they are. Hell's Bells returns Saturday night to the Big Easy. As Angus says, "Oi, don't miss this show."
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I've got my kilt on already just to celebrate.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it, for sure.
Okay, well, we'll see you down there Saturday night.
Well, thanks for having us.
No problem at all.
All right, talk to you soon.
In Spokane, there's only one station that rocks all day, every day. Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.